If you were invited to sing carols, you would expect to sing Christmas carols. However, 700 years ago, you would well have wondered, will we be singing songs for Christmas, Easter, maybe Lent? Carols about Mary, or about food, or carols for apple trees and cider? You see, 700 years ago, a carol could be on any subject, as long as it was a poem with a refrain. Today's carol was written in England back in the 1400s. This poem survives only because in the early 1500s, one English merchant, Richard Hill, happened to copy it into his collection of poetry, carols, math problems, and he even included a recipe for rat poison. Some call this the Corpus Christi Carol. Corpus Christi, the body of Christ, words heard in the carol's final verse. Others call it the Falcon Carol, because the falcon is featured in the refrain. The falcon, a bird of prey, seems to represent those who took Jesus away from his dearest friends. The orchard brown, mentioned in the second verse, likely refers to Golgotha, that notorious hill just outside Jerusalem, on which the occupying Romans established a veritable orchard of brown wooden crosses. The wounded knight seems to be a metaphor for Christ, whose shed blood is remembered in daily masses through the ages. Although this text has obvious references to the crucifixion, it is also sung during Advent and Christmastide, because Jesus was born so that humanity could be redeemed through his teachings, his life, suffering, death, and resurrection. Today's powerful carol was composed by the Norwegian church composer, music educator, and churchman Trond Kverno. Kverno once said that the point of our singing these religious words is not that we hear the music, but that the music hears us and interprets us before the throne of God. And so he thought of each of his church compositions as being an icon, a window to a reality that is far beyond us.